It's helpful as part of the settling in to just let the breath be a way of collecting your attention. So you might take a few long deep breaths, and we can do that together. Let's inhale deeply. And then a slow out breath so that you can feel the sensations of letting go, releasing the breath. And then inhaling deeply again, filling the lungs. And a slow, relaxed out breath, feeling the sensations of letting go. And again, inhaling deeply, filling the lungs, the chest with air. When you're full, just hold for a moment. And feel the sensations, the chest open, stretched. You might relax the shoulders back and down a bit. Tuck the chin in slightly. Then again, exhale slowly. Letting go. Letting go. And in the stillness, let the breath resume its natural rhythm. A gentle attention so that the breath is in the foreground, relaxing with the in-breath, relaxing with the out-breath. Letting the other senses be open and awake so there's an awareness of the sounds around you. That you can listen to and feel the life of the body inside you. You can take this mindful attention and bring it to the heart. Listen to your heart. And just notice the state of your heart without any judgment. Open or closed, numb, raw, peaceful, excited, whatever it is. Just befriending your heart as it is in this moment. And with this listening, you might drop in the inquiry, what is my intention for this evening? Just to ask your heart. What matters? Just to feel your own sincerity about coming into presence, open-heartedness, awareness. We sense our shared intention as community that these practices be of benefit to all beings, that they ripple out and touch the lives of all beings everywhere. So it's with that care that we'll chant the mantra Om, this mantra of connectedness, and we'll chant it 3 times. And if you'd like to gently bring the palms touching together in this prayer mudra or pose, it can deepen that sense of tenderness, of reverence. Inhale deeply, please.
Thank you.
Continuing with a mindful presence, bringing your attention to the life of the body. You might sense the eyes and let them soften. You might imagine smiling into them. So the corners of the eyes are up a bit. Smile spreading through the eyes, softening the flesh around the eyes. And a slight smile at the mouth. Let the inside of the mouth feel that sense of a smile. So you can feel the jaw relax, the cheeks relax. So the eyes are soft, slight smile at the mouth. And you might sense the curve of a smile spreading through the heart area. You just sense the possibility of openness there. That makes room for whatever your heart is feeling, kind of a space, a gentle space that a smile can create. Letting that space open some so that the shoulders have room to relax back and down. You might feel the shoulders from the inside. Imagine a kind of dissolving, ice to water, melting. And then water to gas. So you can sense the space and aliveness inside the shoulders. Letting that awareness of space and aliveness move down through the arms. Just feeling them from the inside out. Letting the hands rest in a very easy, effortless way. And then softening them. Feeling the aliveness from the inside out in the hands. Inside the fingers, in the space between the palms and the backs of the hands, feeling that aliveness. Let there be an openness to the chest. And see if you can soften a bit, loosen down the torso so that the belly is soft. It can help to imagine that same curve of a smile through the navel, through the belly area. Loosening, softening. So that as you breathe in, you feel the breath go deep into the torso. The breath received in a softening belly. And with the out-breath, you can sense the space and aliveness there. Breathing in, feeling the breath received deep in the torso. And with the out-breath, feeling that space, the aliveness through the belly. Letting this scan of your awareness move down now through the hips and down through the legs. Feeling the legs from the inside. Again, feeling space and aliveness inside the legs. Right down into the feet. So if you put your awareness into the feet, you could feel tingling and vibrating in the space that it's happening in. Feet, toes, awake and alive. And then widening the lens to feel this whole body as a field of sensation all at once. Simultaneously feeling this energy body, this living organism, this dance of sensation. Tingling and vibrating, heat or cool, pressure, tightness, looseness. Letting it all dance or play through this space of awareness. Including the sounds in this dance of aliveness. Just letting the sounds wash through. Nothing to do with listening. There's just a receptivity. Sounds are known spontaneously in this wakeful space of awareness. Listening to and feeling this whole moment. And sensing how this whole moment is occurring in vast openness. To become familiar with presence is to become familiar with this openness and wakefulness, this river of aliveness that's flowing through awareness, arising in awareness. At some point, you might have noticed that the mind leaves what's right here, and that you go into some thinking trance, that there's a voice in the head that begins to talk to you, future, past, some commentary. When we notice that we've left, it's an invitation to just pause and rediscover the aliveness that's here. And you might still have the sound of your voice in your mind or the aftertaste of a thought. And you might start to notice again the sounds. Listening to and feeling this aliveness, this magic that's right here. And letting it live through you. And let your practice be very simple. Just to notice what's happening right here. You can even ask, well, what's going on inside me right now? Hearing sounds, feeling sensations. Perhaps there's a mood that's strong. And then, can I be with this? Can I let this be as it is? Not opposing. Not trying to change it, not judging it. This last part of the sitting, sense what happens when you simply notice the aliveness of the moment and in some way say yes, energetically allowing it to be as it is.